The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
As we are discussing the case of that horrendous assault, you heard it discussed there on the news. And I don't know if you have had the same experience that I have, but over the last number of days, acquaintances, friends, literally people that you bump into in the street or that I have bumped into in the street have said, did you see that case? This is the case of Natasha O'Brien. I doubt that you will be unfamiliar, but I think it bears reminding ourselves of what happens. Natasha O'Brien is walking down the street one night where she sees a man, 22 years of age, among a group of other men, shouting homophobic slurs at people. And she asks him, quite correctly, to stop doing that. He grabs her by the hair and punches her repeatedly in the face till she falls to the ground. Once she falls to the ground, he continues punching her in the face until somebody drags him off her. She is left unconscious with a concussion and a broken nose. He then goes on Snapchat and says, and I think I have the quote correctly, two to put her down, two to put her out. He is then revealed to be a serving member of the Defence Forces and he goes to court. In court at the Limerick Circuit Criminal Court, he was ordered to pay €3,000 compensation. €3,000 compensation to a 24-year-old woman whose nose was broken, who was beaten unconscious, who continues to have blackouts after it, who suffers post-traumatic stress from being viciously assaulted by a complete stranger in the middle of Limerick City simply because she asked him to stop roaring homophobic abuse at people. €3,000 compensation and an entirely suspended sentence, not a single day of jail time. Walks out of court, goes on with life. Now, some of what emerged from the court proceedings, one of the things that was said by the judge was that had a custodial sentence been applied, it would have had a terminal effect on his career in the Defence Forces. And that's one of the things that that everybody that I have spoken to about this has said, hang on a minute, this is a man who beat a woman unconscious in the middle of the street, and his day job is to be armed. Do we worry that a custodial sentence would have had an impact on his Defence Forces career? Now, whatever sentence he did receive may still have an impact on his Defence Forces career because that is now subject to the Defence Forces' own justice proceedings. And we won't get into that because obviously we don't want to prejudice whatever the Defence Forces are doing about it. But I don't think rarely have I seen a case where there has been so much cohesive fury about the fact that somebody could do what he did and receive the punishment that he received. You heard from Breffni Clack that there are going to be protests across the country today about it. You also probably will have heard that Natasha O'Brien herself is obviously aggrieved and angry at the treatment that he received because there was talk about mitigating factors about him pleading guilty. This is an incident wherein there were multiple eyewitnesses, CCTV footage and Snapchat again of him saying, two to put her down, two to put her out. So the guilty plea, one would have thought, needs to be taken with something of a pinch of salt because you would have wondered how successful his defence might have been had he decided to plead not guilty. Unsurprisingly, Natasha O'Brien is furious. Here's what she had to say to Andrea Gilligan on Lunchtime Live yesterday.
I am so sick of reading all these headlines of anyone getting away with anything. And I wanted to go in there so that there would be an example made to people everywhere in Ireland that you can't just do what you like and you can't just intentionally cause harm to others without repercussions. The opposite message has been sent.
So Natasha O'Brien there saying that one of the reasons that she wanted to stand up in court, one of the reasons that she wanted to facilitate the prosecution was so that a message would be sent. I'm joined by Kathleen Chadd, a member of SAVE, that's Sentencing and Victim Equality. Kathleen, it seems that a message has been sent, but the wrong one.
Absolutely the wrong one. I mean, again, with another example of a patriarchal society, you know, where a judgment is handed down that is so outrageous that we're talking about it as we are. I mean, in your introduction, Anton, you've pretty much summed it up. You have summed it up in every way. It's shocking that this is the outcome. and that Natasha has to, a victim, has to put herself forward again, has to put herself out there to highlight the issues that are going on. And I mean, I know, and there was the Women's Aid report only this week, you know, showing the increase in violence against women. But this was a random attack by a stranger. And, you know, in the court case, it talked about his character. I mean, you know, he had an exemplary character. He had, you know, no previous convictions, no blemish on his record. Well, this didn't just come from nowhere. This wasn't, you know, he didn't just snap. This was a sustained attack on a woman that he didn't know simply because she was standing up for somebody else.
And can I ask on that, Kathleen, about the thing, the precedent that this sets for other women who may find themselves being victims of violence, either public violence or domestic violence? Because one of the pieces of analysis in the papers talked about there rarely being, quotes, a perfect victim, and that there is always a sense of, well, in some way is the victim culpable, and we have this awful tendency to assign some level of culpability to a victim. If you're a victim of domestic violence and you're looking at somebody who is literally a complete stranger, beaten unconscious by a man who is then allowed to walk free, what do you think about, well, if I'm suffering abuse at the hands of my husband behind closed doors, what are my chances?
Absolutely. And what are the chances for any woman that comes forward? And that's, you know, and what you do is you put yourself in a position where you're questioning whether it's worthwhile. Is it really worth it? What are the consequences if I do bring this forward, if I do go to court, if I do report, because, you know, this is an example that shows that, you know, it isn't, there are no consequences. Now, I appreciate there are consequences. Okay, so I know, and you alluded to what's going to be going on with regard to his career at the moment. And, you know, so there will be consequences, but they're not the consequences that there should have been last Wednesday. There was an opportunity on Wednesday to actually punish somebody for a crime that he committed. That's the issue. He, you know, the perception is that he has not been punished. That, you know, and you can go through all of the legal sort of consequences that, you know, in a suspended sentence that you like. But the reality is he hasn't been punished. He was allowed to walk out of that courtroom effectively a free man. All he has to do is behave himself for the next 3 years and he won't be put into prison. But that's not a punishment for what he did to Natasha.
Do you know at this point what the chances are of the DPP appealing?
I don't know. I would be very hopeful that they will do. I know that Natasha herself has spoken about, you know, whether that's likely to happen or not. And that's the other point. You know, this is completely out of her hands. And that's what we've got to remember. We've got to remember she is central to this. She was the victim here, is the victim here, and is being re-victimized and re-traumatized this week at the hands of the justice system now. And that's worse in a way than the initial assault, because, you know, the justice system should be protecting her, and it has not protected her, and it has not protected women. And that's what I think that's what most women feel after the judgment on Wednesday. We are not protected. There's also a sense of, do I really want to intervene if I see something happening in front of me, if I see a crime being committed or somebody being attacked or assaulted? Would I really want to step in there? And that isn't the kind of society that any of us want to be a part of.
Well, that goes to the other message that is sent. If one is sent to victims, the other is sent to anybody who feels that they should do the right thing, that the lesson is don't risk it because you don't get the support.
And that's exactly, you know, and, you know, I know, well, my understanding is Natasha got very little notice of the court case going ahead, so she didn't have much time to prepare her victim impact statement. But you do that, and that's her only voice. That was her only voice. Now, by God, she has found a voice in the last 2 days, and you know, kudos to her, because she is an incredibly strong woman, a strong person. And that's not a platitude she wants to hear. That's not what she wants. That's not what the outcome of this should be for her. She should have walked out of that court on Wednesday feeling safe and feeling that justice had been done. She shouldn't have to put herself out there yet again. It's a victim of the crime that has to put herself out there to highlight what's going on in our court system and in our justice system. And that's not where any woman wants to find herself. But to commend her for it, because what she has done is highlighted what is a gaping hole in our justice system when it comes to violence against women.
Kathleen, thank you very much. That's Kathleen Chadha, who is from Save Ireland, that being, of course, Sentencing and Victim Equality. A lot of texts coming in. It's a quite unbelievable sentence. Beat a woman unconscious on the street, no punishment. Would love to understand the judicial thought process on this. It's so outraged public morals. And again, just to give the other view, because that's kind of the job, I am sure that there are those who will say, well, it was a suspended sentence and the judge has to weigh up all of the factors about likely impact on reoffence and all of the rest of it. I don't see the logic, but maybe there is one. Violent crimes should have no mitigating factors in sentencing, i.e. first offence and I lose my job, or I was under the influence of drink or drugs. It's all too easy. Shame on our justice system. Natasha O'Brien needs Irish society to stand by her and not accept this horrendous crime and this judgment. And of course, the other thing when it comes to mitigating factors is the fact that this individual was a member of the Defence Forces was to some extent seen as a mitigating factor in the impact that it would have on his career were he to receive a custodial sentence. I would have thought you could argue the counterpoint that is, members of the Defence Forces, at least those that I have met, are trained A, about restraint, and B, about respect and dignity for the citizens they are tasked to protect and to serve. I would have thought it was a mitigating factor in the other direction.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.